Sirs, having been in the greatest necessity for a past month in bad health, as well as having had my good seas for the last quarter's rent and having very little employment, I was compelled, being without food, to apply at the workhouse for a little relief. I was most shamefully abused by the assistant relieving officer. He has not visited me at home, and as I hope soon to obtain more work, I only wished for a bread. Another officer told me to go to my husband's parish, but I do not for certain know where it is. As my husband is of such dissolute habits, there is no use. I should be sent to the workhouse if I were to do so, as he lives at his mother's. I refused an order for admission to the house, as I was kept a prisoner in Stepney Union for 5 months, and I know that the best half of the inmates at the place were deserted wives and children. Because I wrote to your secretary for leave to see my child, I was deprived of my food and subjected to every kind of personal insult, and I now believe that one officer has communicated with the other to deny my request, which is very pressing. I am without any food. I've lived in this parish 1 year and 3 months, and I trust you will be so good as to recommend to the guardians to give me a little relief, and I will do without as soon as possible. I enclose one of my receipts for rates. I must earnestly entreat you will be pleased to inquire into the matter without delay, and you will shield me from the oppression which is dealt out to those who are destitute. With many apologies for this note, I am, gentlemen, your obedient humble servant, Margaret Carter. I ought to state, perhaps, that my husband has been apprehended. On his fair promise to do what was right, he was allowed to be at large, but he went away again. Therefore, the settlement was not known after all, and probably you will see fit for it to be made out, as I cannot go again into the workhouse. I beg you will inform me what to do.